Blog Talk Radio.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the front, truth front end.
To the back.
Where we get the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I'm Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is...
Hi, I'm Karen Fisher.
What are you famous for, Karen?
I am the blonde, the busty blonde milf you wish lived next door.
All right, Karen, I haven't seen you since AVN, so let's catch up real quick before we get started.
All right.
So what have you been up to?
Well, since AVN, I've shot scenes for Girlfriend Films, for Adam and Eve, and for Evil Angel, and of course my own site, Sexy Karen XXX. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been filming for a TV series in Florida. Really excited about
oh,
that.
Nice.
Yeah, mainstream.
What kind of TV series?
It's, I don't know. I don't know all the details. I just know the part I'm playing. I'm playing, like, a bad girl that's set up like a kingpin. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty fun, and it's exciting and different than, you know, being on a porn set.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
Yeah.
So anything else you're doing or...
Well, I'm going actually tomorrow night, I leave for Tahiti for a week, so that's non-porn related, but I'm really excited about it. I just got certified in scuba diving, so I'm going to do a little bit of that, and
scuba diving naked?
No, you know what? You actually cannot scuba dive naked because you need all the gear. That's how you can breathe underwater.
That's
yeah.
All you need is the mask, right?
You need the vest vest as well. There's like a vest and an air tank you have to wear on your back. Yeah.
That's no
snorkeling.
Fun
you could snorkel naked, like, because then you just have the mask because you don't go underwater. But
are you going to be doing any sex scenes in Tahiti?
No, no sex scenes. It's actually a family trip. I'm going with my relatives, so there will be no filming while I'm in Tahiti, unfortunately. But yeah, I did four things today
bummer.
To make up for it. Yeah, I did four today, so I'm like, I'm good. My vagina is broken, and it needs a rest.
Vagina? How did you do that?
I don't know. Too much sex, I guess.
It was never too much sex.
Well, today it was too much. I don't know. What?
Just put it on ice. You'll be all right.
I actually did need, like, my last scene was with Jovan Jordan. I think that's how you say his name. And his dick is, like, the size of a baby's thigh. Not a baby's arm, a baby's thigh, and a fat baby's thigh.
A baby's
thigh? So he was, like, yes, it was so fucking big. And, I could, that was the first time I've actually had to tap out of a scene. I've done Shane Diesel. I've done, what's his name? Another guy with a, I've done plenty of guys with huge, huge penises. And, you know, you do have to relax. It takes a while. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, Lexington Steel.
Yes, Lexington Steel. I worked with Lexington Steel. I worked with Shane Diesel. I've worked with plenty of guys like that, and this is the first time I just couldn't. It felt it. I couldn't take it. I had to just tap out for and not do the scene. Or actually, it turned into like a blowjob / handjob / titty fuck scene because I just couldn't. Like it hurt. I can tune out a little bit of pain. But this hurt so much, I couldn't do it. So I'm a little disappointed in myself. But I think just by the fourth, he should have been like the first one, not the fourth one.
Yeah, whoever organized that, they should have done that better.
Yeah.
You always let the big cock first, you know, side by side, then work down to the smallest cock.
Exactly. I can take a small cock all day long, but big ones, those should be the first because they require special preparation.
Special training.
Yeah.
So we're excited about, you know, tonight launching this radio show.
Yeah, it's our first show, so bear with us. We're just kind of, you know, there's definitely a learning curve. Yeah, we have a special guest tonight, Kelsey Obsession. So that'll be interesting to find out a little bit more about her. I'm not familiar with her myself, but I kind of, you know, did some Googling, and she's into some interesting stuff. She has a PhD, and, so she's smart and sexy.
That's awesome. But first, we're going to go into some announcements, and we'll be right back. You know, we got to pay our bills.
Yep.
You are listening to the back on
as much as I like to sit back and listen to you girls get into this conversation, when we come back, I want to hear about some AVN stuff and more about you know how you are managing to take these big cocks, Karen, and what you go, you know, what you do. This is the producer, Kevin Hollywood. And welcome, everyone.
You're welcome.
To Front to Back.
You know, you just
thank
joined
you.
The meeting, Joe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to sit back, and I tell you. Okay, so we'll pay some bills, and we're going to come back and turn back over to you girls.
All right.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion. Knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Number is 646-595-4038. Call us up, talk to us, tell us anything you want. Ask us any questions.
Yeah, like, we want to hear from you.
So we have a few topics we wanted to talk about tonight, Karen. But first, let's go back on what you were talking about.
So our producer wants to know how to take a big dick. And I'm wondering why he wants to know how to take a big dick.
Well, I want to see how you would prepare because you know I'm not even gonna lie. I'm old over here, so I would like to know exactly how you know you would go down because I'm not showing no mercy. So I just wanted to let you. I want you to know how you would prepare. You know for a size like mine, you know, let's say I'm in the 11, 11 and a half range in there, as opposed to, you know, a normal size or what have you. There's preparation.
Well, I wouldn't say I would need to prepare, but Karen, do you need to prepare?
I do. To take a big dick, I mean, it depends how big, but like Shane Diesel, fuck yeah. I mean, I need lots of lube. I need to relax. I cannot do doggy style as my first position. For some reason, that just, like, rips me. So usually
all the guys that want to start off in a doggy position right away, I don't understand.
He's ridiculous, see? Yeah, I mean, you know, he's ridiculous. He's walking around with a bat. He may need to be banned from porn.
Yeah, well, first of all, doggy should be, not the first. There should be some law.
With somebody who's really, really big like that, same with Lexington Steel.
It shouldn't even be on the table,
the first time,
doggy style.
What?
It shouldn't even be a position you're able to do because it's impossible. If they're that big,
I can do it. I just have to kind of tilt my hips in a way that it can't go all the way in. There's a lot of, like, hip... Because if it goes all the way in, you're, like, poking into my organs and stuff. You know what I mean? So I kind of just... There's only so much room in there, so I kind of just tilt my hips a little bit. When I shot with Lexington Steel, we went first into doggy, and he literally ripped my vagina. Like, I heard a loud popping sound, and then there was blood. So we had to, you know, stop. And,
blood?
Yes. Like, there, you know, not tons of it, but a little bit. Like, something ripped in there, and it was bleeding. So you can get seriously injured with some of these giant dicks. And so you have to be careful.
Now, what happens when that happens? So, Desiree, you've never been...
I've never
brought the blood out of you?
Huh?
When there's blood on set, because it is, there's health concerns when somebody's bleeding, so you have to wait until you just stop the scene, wait until there's no blood, and then you start again. Mm. Yeah, so that's how that works.
Karen?
Yeah.
So how was working with Lexington? Was he respectful or...
Yeah, he's awesome. He's very, very funny. He's a funny, funny guy.
So he's a porn star / comedian?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. It's kind of a guy who has a sense of humor, and you're, like, cracking jokes on set. You know, I like that. I don't want
to... Especially while you're bleeding. It always helps to be laughing.
And, you know, it literally took, like, a minute or two to stop bleeding, so it's not like, you know, I was...
Is he the biggest you've worked with, or is Shane Diesel the biggest you worked with?
He's the longest, and I would say Shane. Actually, I don't know. I think Jovan, the guy today, I think he's actually bigger than Shane. I would actually have to see both penises side to side to really be able to tell who's. They're both gigantic.
You have to have a dick measuring contest. You got to get your ruler.
I'm gonna start bringing a measuring utensil. Yeah,
so,
exactly. I'm gonna start bringing like a ruler, not a ruler, a measuring tape.
Karen, how did Lexington start his scene today? You know how some guys start off with a blowjob or licking nipples, or does he get hard by himself and he doesn't need no assistance from you?
Okay, well, I actually did not work with Lexington today. It was it's been a while. Like, it's been a few years, actually. But when I did start with them, I think it was just with a blowjob, just a standard. But he was already hard when he came out of his pants.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't, I mean, which is
good. He was playing no games.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to play with a soft wiener, so it's always good when they're just, like, hard from the get-go.
Have you girls had that problem? Have you had a guy that you worked with that just couldn't get
yes.
it up? And what's your
yes.
feeling when that happens? Do you feel like,
damn? I've yanked many a soft wiener before.
Many.
And, it depends. Like, fuck, this is, but, you know, if you're just yanking and yanking and yanking and nothing happens, yeah, it's lame. I'm thinking, you're lame, dude. Get a guy with a hard dick in here.
So now when that happens, do you do that? I mean, come on now. Do you tell us, you tell the producer, like, look, can we get some hard dicks in here, please? You know, or you know.
No. In my head, I say all sorts of things, but I don't really say that out loud because generally the guy they have is the guy that's going to be there, and finding another guy at the last minute is a pain in the ass. So I just kind of
right.
suck it up, and then I try and, you know, ask him, like, hey, what helps you? What can I do with them? But it is annoying, you know. And I don't.
Desiree, like, what about you? What did you do in that situation?
Well, I had this one guy. He could not get hard for the life of me.
Wow.
Yeah, so basically the director was like, okay, you've done enough. He was trying to talk to the dude and even give him, like, a pill.
I had to jump in and say, all right, I'll take one for the team. Move out the way. You know, let me show you guys how this is done. I can't imagine guys not being able to get hard from you two, for you two. I just can't imagine.
Oh, thank you. I think a lot of these just work so much. All the time. They work, you know, just constantly. The really popular guys that are working, like sometimes two things a day, day after day after day. So I kind of get, like, why once in a while they would have issues. But,
right.
yeah, and sometimes, too, like, the new guys, it can be nerves or who knows.
Yeah.
So now, what is the both of you? I want to know these things. What's the most scenes you shot in a day? Like, have you done, like, you know, do you go from, like, because they don't really now? Do they really still do it, like, call it movies, or do you just shoot scenes?
There's, like, you know, usually about four or five scenes in a movie. So usually they're not going to use the same girl in every single scene.
Right.
Men want to see different women. So, yeah, you usually do one or two scenes in the movie or in the video. I mean, I guess I call them movies even if there's no plot whatsoever. Yeah, then they're gonzo movies.
And I have to imagine that chemistry is pretty important. So can you tell when you don't have – can you tell immediately when you don't have good chemistry with a guy?
Yes.
Yeah, you look at him and you're like, I don't feel like fucking that guy. So it's real simple.
Well, now, wait a minute. What about girl-on-girl scenes? Are they, like, you know, the chemistry come off the same way, or – you don't really have to get, you know, because they naturally say girls don't get along with women. So is it like, you know, there's certain girls where their attitude turns you off and it messes with the sex scene, or, you know, does it not really matter that you don't get along with them when you're fucking them?
Karen only can answer that question.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You haven't done any
that.
Girl? What?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't like that at all.
So first time I met Karen, the funny story, first time I met Karen, it was a threesome with Lucas Stone and her and me. So we're taking the pretty girl pictures, and the photographer goes, okay, get to licking. I'm like, whoa, I don't see no cock up in here. There's no licking, nothing. Yeah, so.
That's what you told the director.
Yeah,
but we made it work. I mean, it was a girl, girl, boy. So we didn't really need to do anything with each other. It was more just about him, yeah, getting banged. So it was fine. But I've never worked with a bitchy girl. I think it would be awkward if some girl was really rude or, I don't know, somebody told me once she was working with some Czech girl from Czechoslovakia that really stunk. And he actually took her in the bathroom to try and get her to douche, and she refused. And
who was she?
I don't know.
Who had Stinky Twinky on the set?
I don't know. It was some, new girl from Czechoslovakia.
She came with that Czechoslovakia smell.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know.
With the stink with.
Yeah, Stinky Twinky. We have to find out who that girl was. So, who's your guest tonight?
It is Kelsey Obsession.
Kelsey Obsession.
Cool. When we come back, we'll try to get Kelsey on the line, because when we come back, we're going to get Kelsey Obsession. You girls are going to conduct this wonderful interview here. Who are we listening to? This is great. What are we listening to tonight? Front and back. Let everybody know.
Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio with Desiree DeLuca
and Karen Fisher. I don't know either. I'm texting her right now. I just remembered I had my other phone.
I just called her. She says she's calling in.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that would suck if she, like, knows phones.
All right. I have her on the line here. Well, she was on the line, so we're going to make sure we get her back. She was just on, so...
Where in the world is Kelsey Obsession?
She was on. I know why she took. So Kelsey, you need to call back because you know she was on here, and then
she got cut off.
Disappeared. Okay, she's back and she's ready. So
yay.
you girls can have her.
All right.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Well, thank you for having me on your first show, right?
Yes, this is our first show.
Thank you for joining us. Drew Burton back.
Yeah, thanks for being our first guest. It's so exciting. So,
we're going to bring you into our conversation that we are having.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm curious because I'm not familiar with you. I did, like, you know, I took a quick look at your Twitter page. So what is it exactly, like, what do you do? Like, what kind of pornography do you create?
I make fetish porn.
Okay.
What I'm most known for, to be honest, is my husband and I produce a website called Fart Fantasy of Girls Farting. And so that's what I'm most, we're most known for. And I do, on my website, I do all kinds of, like, body-related fetishes, like foot fetish, ass fetish, sweat fetish, spit. It's all about the human body.
Okay. Yeah, I have, I don't know, do you know Sexy Miss Liz? She does a lot of that farting, too. So I Sexy Miss Liz?
Oh, I don't think I know
her. She also calls herself the Queen of Farts.
Oh, yeah, I know who that
yeah.
is.
Yeah. So, just curious, and I don't know if you want to answer this, do you ever use, like, fart machines, or do you ever, like, pump air into your butt to make yourself fart?
What we do is, there's a few different methods, but the easiest one we use is it's a special kind of drink that makes your belly all bubbly and gassy, and then makes you fart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like my one girlfriend, she says she drinks McDonald's milkshakes, and that makes you fart like crazy. So I just wondered if you had any like fart tricks or anything like that. Because it's something I don't really do. One time I did actually do a fart video, and my friend actually.
Oh really?
I did once. She took some piping and she put blue air into my butt. So you know, because then it comes out and it makes that farting sound. But honestly,
right.
All night long, my stomach hurts so bad. I'm like, I'm never doing that again. So I just...
Yeah, that sounds a little dangerous. I don't know about that, but but yeah, there's. I mean, and we'll get girls come in and they'll be like, oh, I know this makes me gag. Like some people just like know their body, and then other people, you know, we have to kind of experiment with them a little bit. So everyone's a little different with that farting.
Wow.
Interesting. So we were talking about big dicks earlier. Sorry, I kind of hijacked the conversation because
yes.
I just wanted to find out a little more about you. Oh, go ahead, Desiree.
So we wanted to know, do you prep for big cocks and how do you do that?
Do I what?
Prep for
do
big
prep?
Cocks and how do you do
well,
that?
I don't because I don't have any. I mean, that sounds bad because my husband is the only penis in there. I don't know if I just made fun of his dick, but it's, I only shoot with girls, and the only guy who I've ever worked with and ever will work with is my husband. So his penis is above average, but it's not anything I have to prepare for. So, yeah, I'm kind of out of that, the whole world of, you know, getting rammed by massive penises, which is good because it's not really my thing. So.
So what is it like working with your husband?
So, yeah, so we've been working together for, well, let's see, when I met him, when I met him, he was in the business and he was producing for this website, Fart Fantasy. And I was in grad school studying sexuality, working on my PhD. And I was like, what? Like, that's like super interesting. And then within like a year of our relationship, I was like, I want to make a site. And so I ended up in 2009. I made my own fetish website. And then I was just doing it kind of on the side for a little while I was in school. And then for the last couple of years, I decided that I like porn way more than I like teaching college. And so I transitioned to doing that full time. And I've been kind of full time in the porn game for a couple of years now. And we work awesome together. We, I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, like we run a business. And so, you know, there's businessy things and then there's relationshipy things. And so, you know, sometimes those things get, you know, mixed up a little bit, but it's really cool. We actually work really well together. When we shoot for our sites, he is the kind of videographer and I am the director, and it kind of matches our personalities. He's kind of the techie guy and I'm like, ooh, hi, how are you? I want to get to know you and help you learn how to be sexy while you fart and do other dirty things. So that's kind of how we divide it up. It's fun.
So how do you separate being on camera and being in the bedroom?
That's a good question. I mean, to me, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's like this when we have a camera pointed on me, I mean, obviously it's like, you know, someone's watching you. So it's not like the videos that I make are like, you know, fly on the wall, you're spying on me at home. It's obviously like I'm putting work into creating them. It's like a situation that wouldn't be happening otherwise. So it's like,
yeah,
there's, which is fun. It's just fun to do something that's totally different and, you know, maybe a little crazy and a little different. And so it's like, it's more like it's like a fun time for us. But then it's like, you know, we have regular sex, we have crazy sex, we have all kinds of different sex, like in our personal life. And the only time there's really a conflict usually is when we're so tired from the work that, you know, we're just like, I don't have any energy.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
But no, I mean, yeah, that's, I forgot the question now.
how do you separate?
Oh, yeah, separating them.
Yes.
Yeah, we're always working on it. I'll just say that.
I want to ask you before we get into any more questions, I did want to ask, where can people find you?
Yeah, so my website, where you're going to find me doing the most things, is my fetish website, kelseyobsession.net. And you can see me doing all kinds of dirty things with myself, with girls, and with my husband. And everything I do, it's like, I think it's really like, it's interesting because I didn't come into the industry to do this. It evolved. And, you know, all of the fetishes that I do are all about, like, just fetishizing women's bodies in some way, whether it's, you know, their smelly feet or their asses when they're farting or, you know, like, deep down their throat, you know, what it looks like all close up, you know, like a gaping ass, but with their mouth. So it's all about just, like, looking at the female body, like, super, you know, up close. And it's cool because a lot of these things, like, you know, we've been taught to feel ashamed of, you know, like, oh, I should feel embarrassed when I fart, or I should be, you know, ashamed of, like, you know, if, like, my pussy smells a little or something. But the truth is that there are people out there who wish that you would fart and who wish that your pussy smelled. So, like, it's just, I just love the whole activity of it. So, anyway, so that's what I do on my website on kelseyobsession.net. And then I have a blog, kelseyeducation.com, where I kind of, people love to ask me, like, oh, so I see you doing all these things on video, but how could I actually do that in my real life? So I like to give kind of tips and advice on that on kelseyeducation.com. I used to have a podcast on there, too. I'm going to be starting up a radio show sometime this year, too. But and then also on Twitter, at Kelsey Obsession.
All right.
I got a question. This is the producer in Hollywood. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you
for being the first guest, you know, truth front to back. Now, what did you envision? I read you have a PhD. Did you envision doing this, you know, when you have a PhD, or is it something that you just stumbled onto and said, hey, this makes a lot of money, you know, let's continue to do this? Because, you know, you always have, you have the ultimate, you know, plan B. Like, you have a PhD. So did this is something that you just stumbled onto and then just decided, hey, this is, you know, making some pretty good money, and, you know, and it's fun, and let me just continue doing this?
Well, so when I started graduate school when I was 24 or something like that. Yeah, 24, and I'm almost 32 now. So I went straight from my undergrad degree into graduate school. I was like, I'm going to be a professor. And then, you know, I was like, wait, I want to study sexuality. That's really interesting. I'm going to be a professor of sex. And so I started studying that stuff. And I was like, hey, this is interesting. But kind of the reason I was interested in a lot of that stuff was because I had a lot of difficulty with sex myself. Like, I felt a lot of shame. I felt like a lot of discomfort with my body. It was hard to have orgasms with people. Just, you know, the usual stuff that's, like, difficult. And doing all of this reading, which is what you do when you're getting a PhD, is read your ass off. You know, that was great and all, but it didn't really help me in kind of a physical, embodied sense. Like, I was still having the same exact problems when I was going to have sex. So all of this reading was interesting, but it didn't really change a whole lot. And so when I decided to start my website, I thought, okay, I'm just going to do this for a couple years. I'm not going to tell anyone. And at first I literally told no one except for, you know, the people who were involved in making it. And, I was like, I'm just going to use this kind of as a way to just explore my body, sexuality, see what the world of sex work is like, see what it's like to be a porn star. And then I'll just, you know, before I finish my PhD, I'll close down the website and then I'll just go be a professor and go move on. And that'll be like my crazy secret. But partway through, I realized that, you know, it was much more about that if I wanted to help people with their sexuality, I actually would have a lot more reach in the adult world than I would as a professor. I could only teach, you know, so many students every semester, and I would be kind of bogged down by institutional requirements and rules and regulations. There's a lot of, you know, rules when you teach in university. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. There's the internet. I can really go out and do my own thing. And so that really, I made that decision like, I think, 3 years ago, something like that. And I've never regretted it since. I actually finished my PhD in I graduated in December of this year. It took 9 freaking years. But, no, it was one of the best days of my life was being done with that world. The porn world is, it's a lot more fun and also a lot more, like, honest. Like,
yeah.
Like, everybody fucks, you know? It's like, what are we so, like, pretending like this doesn't happen, you know?
Right. Real quickly, girls, we have a couple of questions coming out of the chat room. Okay, Koo wants to know, what is the weirdest video that you made? Like, the furthest video out there.
Oh, my God, the weirdest video. I mean, everything I do is so weird. Here's a good example of one. Okay, so you guys know, everyone's heard of the movie Human Centipede, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we did one where it was Fart Centipede, where, what was it? I think I was bent over, and then I had, wait, what happened? No. Okay, I was bent over, and then there was a girl behind me who was, like, licking my ass while I farted, and then my husband was behind her licking her ass while she farted in his mouth.
Wow.
That's just one of many, I mean, and that's, like, actually a pretty normal one, to be honest, for me. Like, that's, like, not even, usually when models come over, I just tell them, I'm like, okay, you're going to do a lot of crazy things today, and, like, you're going to walk out being like, what the fuck did I just do? But if there's anything that makes you uncomfortable, just let me know because I'm flexible, and then we can go. And they're usually like, that was fun, but weird, but fun.
Well, I would say the weirdest thing I've done, it wasn't really a video. It was on an interview, a radio interview, and a guy asked me if I would fuck somebody in a wheelchair.
Oh. And you did?
I've done that.
Did you do it?
Did you bang him?
No.
What? Lame. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you.
Karen,
did
what
you get
was
up?
Your weirdest thing?
My weirdest video that I've ever done, I work a lot for TaylorMade Clips, and she had me do, like, a cannibal. Yeah, she's a cool chick. She had me do a cannibal one where some guy that I met basically he tied me up and then covered me in like oil and seasoning and chopped vegetables and then, you know, cooked me. So that was probably the weirdest video, and especially when I thought about it, like, oh my gosh, someone's gonna jack off to that. So you know what I mean? I'm like, who jacks off to that? So that was probably the weirdest video. But I've done a
lot.
Did
you taste good?
I actually ate my fake self because she gets ribs and she cooks them, and then she has, you know, the cannibal eating them at the end, and I had some too, obviously not on camera. They were pretty good. So yeah.
Wow. Oh, that was interesting. So shout out your website, you know, tell everybody out your website, and we appreciate you, you know, joining us on the first show.
Yeah, you're so interesting, Miss Obsession. I like you.
Thank you. Well, thank you guys for having me. This has been fun. You guys are fun.
So they can see more of you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you can see more of me at KelseyObsession.net. You can see me naked and do all kinds of dirty, weird things. And then on KelseyEducation.com, you can read about it. And you can follow me on Twitter at KelseyObsession also.
I'm on it right now.
And anyone who joins my website, KelseyObsession.net, you also get, and you can join for as low as, like, there's, like, $1, like, sign up, and anyone who signs up gets my Snapchat, and I do all kinds of, you know, dirty things on Snapchat, too, which is fun. But you have to join the website, so KelseyObsession.net.
Thank you, Kelsey. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Wow. How exciting was that? Very interesting.
That was
I like hearing about all this. It's very, you know, it just goes to show that there's something for everybody. Like,
there's a market.
People,
exactly. There's a market for everything.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is. I do think it's very cool that she is into, you know, not having hang-ups. There's something, you know, I like that. I dig it. Thank you very much.
Okay, here's a song for you girls. We'll be right back with two fun things. Here's a song for you girls. Porn Star Dancing.
Porn
Star
right.
Dancing. This is going to be your theme song. Right, we'll come back.
Okay.
Porn Star Dancing. Lives at all. Amanda won't leave me empty-handed. Got a number for
right, we're back.
We are back.
You are listening to The Truth Front.
To the back.
On Dollhouse Radio. So let's talk about some the things that we wanted to talk about, Karen.
The porno news?
Yeah. Let's talk about the House Committee.
Oh, yes. I just was reading today that the House just passed. It's H.R. 901, formerly known as the Eliminating Pornography from Agencies Act. So basically, it prohibits federal employees from accessing sexually explicit material on government computers and devices. And basically, it was inspired by a federal employee with the Environmental Protection Agency was watching 6 hours of porn a day on his work computer and downloaded 7,000 sexually explicit movies. So,
so that's why they fucking up so much.
Exactly.
They busy watching YouTube.
They're watching porn all day. I would like to know whose porn he had on his computer. That would be very, and if it was from the free sites, if he's from the free sites, then I really don't like him.
So now they're not going to be able to access it? Is that what they're saying, from government computers?
Well,
what act
I guess,
is that? Explain to me.
I mean, let me see.
Well, I guess they began the whole thing of
you
can't
cannot,
even look up porn.
Oh.
While you're at work or on a government computer, which honestly, I'm all for watching porn. But come on, don't watch it at work. Don't watch it on your work computer because you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I think that would loosen somebody up, though.
Watch it on your phone on your break. But come on now.
That's pretty funny.
It's crazy. So if any of our listeners want to comment about any of these crazy stories or Karen's cock size, please call us at 646-595-4038 and press 1 to talk.
Yeah,
you
guys
have to press 1.
Yeah, I'm the producer here. I'm looking at a bunch of guys. And this, you girls will get used to this. This happens all the time. I don't know whether these people are scared. I don't know whether they're, you know, shy. Or I don't know if they're just plain ass dumb. Now, I don't want to call out listeners and viewers dumb because I'm pretty sure they're very intelligent. But, you know, maybe they just want to get a feel, you know, before they start, you know, calling up. Because, you know, a couple of people had their hand raised, and then Kelsey came on and may have intimidated some people.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With all that farting.
Maybe. Farting, I mean,
putting things in
that. Not anyone can handle that. Yeah.
Oh, man, a lot of people are in the chat room chatting about Kelsey. And they were saying they were on there and they just watched Fart Centipede and got very aroused, this one person said.
Nice. I love it. I got very aroused watching people fart in each other's faces.
Wow.
Oh,
I don't
my goodness. So now what was you reading about, Desiree? You ran about some interest and stuff.
I was reading about the parody, something straight out of
straight
Compton.
Straight out of Compton, yeah.
Not Cockton, straight out of Compton?
Straight out of Compton. It's a parody of the movie that is coming out with Ice Cube about, you know, N.W.A. and all that. So it's a parody of that. Yeah.
Really?
I think it sounds awesome.
It's supposed to be coming out
think?
At the same time, right? It's supposed to be coming out at the same time, the mainstream and the parody?
I think around the same time, yeah. I want to be in that movie.
It's going to be
interesting. I'll play anything. I just think it would be a really fun movie. What do you think, Desiree?
That it seems like a very interesting, and I want to know how they're going to play everything out.
I actually would like to see one of the gangsters.
No, they didn't say who's going to be in it yet, but...
They're actually casting it now. Yeah, they're in the process of casting it.
I'm going to have to cast it.
Okay, so if you girls, we're going to put you girls, we got a few minutes. We're going to put you girls in the casting, on the casting couch. You know, Desiree and Karen. It's, oh, God, I hate this.
Can I play
I can only imagine. You, Karen and Desiree is heading the casting couch. Who's going to be, you know, so NWA was Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Ren. So you give me, who's going to be Ice Cube?
I want to be Ice Cube.
You're going to have to pick four porn guys. Four porn guys. Who could be Ice Cube? Ice Cube is the rough, you know, violent, from into it. Who's Ice Cube, Desiree?
Say John John.
John
yeah,
John?
He would be good for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, Ice Cube. Okay, so now you got Eazy-E. Eazy-E's kind of like the loud mouth, the one that does the most talking. You got to try to get a guy
too,
that's
right?
short. You got a guy that's short. A guy that's kind of short.
The short black guy. I would say D. Snoop. He's kind of a shorter black guy. Talks a lot. D. Snoop.
I have no idea who that is.
D. Snoop.
Yeah.
Okay. What about what's the little short guy, shorty something? Isn't there a guy in porn, a short, little short black dude, shorty?
Yeah.
Mac
Mandingo.
Or something. Mandingo short?
Yeah.
Is he short? I've never met him.
Yeah,
I think
he's
I know
short.
Like most of the black guys I know they're tall.
Mandingo, maybe he can be Eazy-E.
Mandingo's probably like 5'6", maybe 5'8", pushing it.
Okay,
wow.
So he's like my height. So, yeah, he would be a good one then.
Oh, boy, this conversation. We have to continue this next week. This was fun.
Yeah.
Next week, next Thursday, it's going to be every Thursday now. You know,
yes.
11:30 p.m. Eastern. 8:30
p.m. We'll be back to give you more, too.
Absolutely. You'll be fine. Truth Fund Back. Hey, you girls better shout your Twitters out. Let everybody know, you know, if they want to hit you up or whatever. And we got to get out of here.
My Twitter is BoobzillaXXX.
I'm at SexyKarenFisher. And you can also visit my website at SexyKarenXXX.com.
And I want to thank Dollhouse Radio, Indy Morrell, and lovely Erica, the Rub PR.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, producer, as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know it. Everybody, see y'all next week.
See you
next
week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next
time.
Bye.
Walk up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap. Just like a porn star. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around.
a porn star. This is what we do. Got some cash in our pockets. We're not leaving till it's through. We get this motherfucker jumping. Ja, 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 jumping. We get this motherfucker jumping. Ja, 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 jumping. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got.